This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, we saw some interesting data in last week's National Cattle Herd Report, namely that the number of dairy heifers expected to calve and enter the milking string is down 2% from 2022. What does this mean?
Yeah, that's the seventh year in a row that we've seen declines. And this is the most rigorous annual estimate of not only cattle in the U.S., but also of heifers. So, you know, we like to put a little bit of faith in the numbers. But, you know, I think people tend to take at face value and look at it and say, well, fewer heifers will hold back herd growth. But it really doesn't work by itself. You have to look at it relative, I think, to the slaughter number. So if we're killing cows faster than we can replace them with the available supply of heifers, in this case, then obviously the herd should fall. But if slaughter falls below the supply of heifers, then the herd should grow. So it remains to be seen what that looks like going forward. So I wouldn't necessarily obviously there's some concern here with the heifer inventory numbers, and I think that maybe underpins dairy market prices at higher levels potentially than, you know, maybe what we would have expected in the past. But you really have to look at the big picture here with regard to cull rates as well and those things. So this report is interesting, but not necessarily a answer key to the test.
Right, right. And what do you project as far as milk production for 2023?
Well, actually, that's a good question, Lee, because we kind of look at the heifer in this cattle report that comes out in January as kind of a short-term check on our production models. So based on farm gate economics, the model says we should be seeing a decline in the size of the dairy herd. And that is showing up in the milk production data for the past 2 months. So the continued strong slaughter relative to the heifers is another data point that suggests the herd should be falling.
Right.
And we think that's going to be the case as we go through the first half of the year.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Communication has a lot to do with our level of success and determines the quality of our relationships. The importance of communication has not changed, but how we communicate certainly has.
Studies have shown that only 7% of verbal communication comes from the words themselves, and the other 93% comes from the way we say those words and our body language.
Technology has changed the way we communicate, but not all of it is for the better. It is important to choose the right method of communication. A text or email may be okay to schedule an appointment or share routine data or information, but save time for face-to-face communication for the important things.
The skill of effective communication is extremely important, and it often takes time and practice to become good at it. There are also many ways to communicate.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com. U.S. dairy cow numbers are higher than a year ago, but just barely, according to USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum. Here's Gary Crawford with that report.
The latest USDA cattle inventory report shows substantial declines from a year ago on the beef side of things, but if you check milk cow numbers as of January 1st...
They were up fractionally at about 9.4 million cows, 0.3% above where they were in 2022.
So just a very small increase in the overall dairy inventory, and USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum says you get a better idea of what's happening in dairy by looking at another key number.
You can sort of see in your heifer retention numbers that producers are not overly optimistic because we are looking at a milk cow replacement number about 4.3 million head.
It was 4.4 million a year ago, so that's a reduction of about 2%. USDA's most recent forecast for 2023 milk production pegs output up from a year ago, but by less than a percent. Prices forecast down about 15%. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The theme this year for the 2023 PDPW Business Conference is Empowering Success, set for March 15th and 16th at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions in Wisconsin Dells. For more details, head to pdpw.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.